What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
The Buffalo Bills lost this year to the Kansas City Chiefs, last year, the year before to the Bengals, whatever, you know, whatever those were. And so we as an organization, again, blame me. Like, there's things I could have done better to help Josh Allen more or to help Sean McDermott more.
Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, each taking time out with the media today. Their end of season press conferences, lots to unpack from their words. And we welcome in Alex Brasky, Bills Digest, and the Batavia Daily News to do just that. Were you surprised that Bean gave you as much time as he did? I mean, he's not ducking questions. He's not ducking the media. That's for sure.
No, and thanks for having me, guys. It's kind of a somber end to the season for sure. Was hoping to wrap things in New Orleans, but hey, we'll wrap things in Orchard Park this afternoon. I wasn't totally shocked. Bean usually is very gracious with his time, and in fact, the communications director, I'm not sure if I got his title correctly, Derek Boyko, came out before his presser and actually told us, Bean is in no rush, so no need to shout over one another and whatnot, as is typically the case in these media press conferences. He's always very gracious with his time. He doesn't talk to the media very often, and I think it's kind of therapeutic for him as well to get a lot off his chest.
So, Alex, he didn't zero on any one particular position or any. I mean, pretty much everything was general, correct?
Yeah, as is typically the case in these circumstances, they don't like to reveal their hand or dive too deep into the rabbit hole. The season did just end as of Sunday, so not that much time to really dissect everything that went on. But he went into some topics, talked about what the team needs to do moving forward, was pressed with plenty of tough questions, and also reflected on the game against the Kansas City Chiefs and whether or not he believes this team can get over the hump. And really the phrase that he continued to use, he and Sean McDermott, are they're going to keep kicking the door. And they believe if they keep kicking the door, that door will eventually open for this team to the Super Bowl.
When you hear them both say that they're not going to make any rash decisions, I agree with that. I don't think it's a rash decision, though, to move on from Matthew Smiley, given the year that the Bills had on special teams. Are you surprised that Sean McDermott gave him the vote of confidence today?
I want to kind of answer that on both sides. I am surprised in the way that the special teams has been underperforming for multiple years now, and I think the calls for Matthew Smiley's dismissal somewhat warranted. The big plays that they've continued to give up have cost the Bills time and again. You saw it once again rear its ugly head against the Kansas City Chiefs. But on the other side of the coin, Sean McDermott is an accountability-first head coach, and he's now fired his offensive coordinator last year, year before, kind of parted ways with his defensive coordinator. I know that was seemingly mutual between he and Leslie Frazier, but I think that when a season ends the way that it does, Sean McDermott is going to be the first to put the accountability on himself. And I think letting go of the special teams coordinator kind of strays away from that philosophy. And in that sense, excuse me, I'm not as surprised, but I thought Smiley and the special teams performance this season certainly warranted at least a conversation about his job this offseason.
Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest, our guest. Going back to Brandon Bean, some of the comments again, and there's a lot there that we can kind of comb over, but he did mention kind of in passing taking care of some of the guys here. And Alex, last year we saw Spencer Brown get a contract before hitting free agency. And then Spencer Brown backs that up with having a fantastic year. And you've got a lot of younger guys. What should be the expectation? Who might be some of those guys that could perhaps be locked up before they hit free agency?
Yeah, you mentioned those guys, Khalil Shakir, Terrell Bernard, James Cook. I'll start with James Cook. The way that Sean McDermott, and I know that we're talking about Brandon Bean, and I don't want to get too far into this conversation, but the way that Sean McDermott talked about James Cook this afternoon, I'm not sure I've ever heard him speak so glowingly about a player, especially in a postseason press conference. He said the way that James Cook was playing in that Chiefs game, it was like he was on missile lock. And I think he also used the phrase on another stratosphere, or in another stratosphere, I think it was. So I think Cook could be certainly extension eligible. I know that in the past, this team hasn't valued the running back position. Really, the entire league hasn't valued the running back position. It is kind of the tide is turning in that regard in recent seasons. You look at what Saquon Barkley has done, Aaron Jones has done, so plenty of players have gone on and proven their worth at the running back position. And if you look at this offense, there's not a lot of different difference makers. Khalil Shakir, another player who I think should be up for an extension sooner rather than later. But I think it starts with James Cook. You have to find a way to bring difference makers back to this offense that you saw in that Kansas City Chiefs game is lacking difference makers. So I think Cook, Shakir, Terrell Bernard, your middle linebacker, obviously, and then you have to start thinking about Christian Benford and Greg Rousseau, who I think is a little bit more debatable, especially considering how he continues to come up small in these big games as he did against the Chiefs.
The Cook thing is interesting because I remember bringing it up in the middle of the season and thinking to myself, you know, this guy's a star. He's having an unbelievable year. And if you want to keep him as a Buffalo Bill, you're going to have to pay him sooner rather than later. Do you think if they do extend James Cook, it's just a matter of, hey, it's not going to get any cheaper to keep this guy on this roster. We should do it now before he gets out of this price range or this window of this price range that we would want to pay at that position?
Absolutely. And I think it's also a matter of rewarding the player for a phenomenal performance throughout the season, right? This team has always spoken and they've acted as well, trying to reward their players that are deserving. You saw it this year with a bunch of practice squad call-ups. They do what they can to take care of their own, especially their homegrown players. And James Cook, with his performance this season, I think, if not for nothing else, deserves a second contract with this team. He's proven his worth. But yes, I think your point is well taken. If James Cook builds on this year with another year, 15-plus touchdowns, over 1,000 yards, he could be earning upwards of $20 million like his brother Dalvin Cook was calling for him to earn a few weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah, we're talking to Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News, also Bills Digest, also the Right Here, Right Now podcast, which you can check out. Alex, as far as the defense...
Solo show now, Gene. I'm looking for a co-host. I got to have you on soon.
You got my number.
You know, Gene's going to take you up on that. Be careful what you wish for.
Be careful.
He'll be in there every single week. He loves to work.
I will just kind of take over at some point.
You know what? I'm a little taken aback that Danger doesn't seem to have any eagerness to be on the show. I think we might have to get him involved and drag him kicking and screaming.
No, the thing is, Alex, I work hard enough.
I hear you, my friend.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alex, as far as...
I forgot my question.
Defensive line. The defensive line, we heard Sean McDermott say that, okay, this is where, you know, his defense, it starts up front. I'm just kind of curious to get your thoughts on where the Bills go from here, because there are some guys that are long in the tooth. The Bills do have some draft capital. But, I mean, my gosh, what would get the fan base excited? What might actually be the winning move? I mean, is there a possible big move in play? You saw Myles Garrett last year not give an ultimatum, but just say, hey, if I'm going to stick around, I want some assurances we're going to be better. You've heard these rumors about Max Crosby. Could there be a big-time defensive lineman on the block, and should Buffalo pursue it?
Absolutely, and hearing Brandon Bean speak today, I think he would be all for pursuing a player of that regard. And also McDermott's comments talking about how a team needs 2 to 3 game-changing players on either side of the ball to truly become a Super Bowl team. He didn't say whether or not the team had that right now, which leaves you to believe that the team believes they don't have that right now, and particularly as we're discussing with the edge rusher position. Yes, I think if there were a player that were to come available in the trade market, free agent market, or otherwise, they would certainly pounce on that. But as Brandon Bean said, Chris Joneses don't come available at the drop of a hat. Usually players like that are sewn up. Offensive line and defensive line, really, those caliber players are at a premium. It's just like quarterback in this league. You don't come across those players very often, and once you get a hold of them, you really hang on to them. So I'm not so sure that there's a player out there that is going to come available, but I think it's certainly within the Bills' to-do list to peruse the market and do whatever they can to get a player like that in here, especially considering the track record that they've had with their top picks in the draft. Just hasn't seemed to work out with their first-rounders in the recent past. You look at Greg Rousseau, a good, not great player. Kyrie Elam, a total miss of a draft pick. Dalton Kincaid trending toward a miss of a draft pick. So I think you have to do what you can to find that big-name player. The trouble is, I'm just not so sure that's available. Max Crosby seemed like a great idea a few weeks ago before Antonio Pierce was fired. Now you bring in the ultimate used car salesman in Pete Carroll. I think he could sell water to... I don't know what the saying is or what joke I was trying to make. Maybe one of you can finish it for me, but... I think he's going to sell Crosby on what they have in the future there.
Ice to an Eskimo, Alex.
There you go. See, I that's why I rely on you, Gene, and that's why we need you on the show. But I'm just not so sure that that player is going to come available. But if they do, I think the Bills will be right at the front of the line trying to get that player to come to Orchard Park.
On Kincaid, you heard both guys talk about his performance, and I think they're still high on Dalton Kincaid, but they did make no bones about it. He needs to bulk up. They want to see him in better shape. And you want to see him to kind of grow into this role so he can stay healthy. And I think to myself about some of these draft picks, Kincaid included, I would absolutely put Coleman in this category, given what we've seen out of him from his rookie year, that the Bills seem to draft guys that require a little bit of seasoning before they become the pros that we want them to be. Whereas when you look at the two teams that are playing a week from Sunday, they're getting contributions from their draft picks as rookies immediately. It's consistent with the Chiefs, with the Eagles. These are good teams, and their draft picks are helping them on day one. What is it about these guys? I mean, I would put Cole Bishop in the same category. Like, yeah, Cole Bishop should probably bulk up too, and we can maybe see him take that leap forward. Or when we get to April, you could just draft guys that have the physical makeup to be an NFL player and get them out on the field so they're contributing meaningful minutes early on in the season.
Yeah, I think in the past you may have been able to fall back on the fact that they had so many veteran players returning in their roles. There wasn't really a lot of room for first-round picks to come in and contribute immediately, so you were kind of drafting for the future in that sense, and kind of developmental players may have suited what you had going on personnel-wise in those circumstances. But now that you've turned over your team after last offseason, something in your process has to change, and as you're saying, you have to start drafting these players who can come in and contribute immediately. I asked Brandon Bean about it today if he had any seller's remorse with Xavier Worthy. I think that's a great example. You look at Keon Coleman, a player who everybody said was going to need some seasoning, maybe need to grow into the position in the NFL, and then you look at a Xavier Worthy, you can't teach speed. That is a natural ability that really speaks at all levels of football. And you saw it work wonders for the Chiefs this past weekend. And no, Brandon Bean isn't going to come out and say that he has seller's remorse for Xavier Worthy. But I think if 2-3 years down the road, Xavier Worthy continues to do what he does, and Keon Coleman slowly progresses into a middling wide receiver, you're going to look back on that pick and really regret it. So yeah, I think something in the process has to change. You have to get players who can come in and contribute immediately. This is a team on the cusp and missing a few pieces and not making those critical plays in those critical moments, and you need those big-time players to do so.
Alex, there was the quote from Bean on Keon Coleman talking about he didn't see him as the same player coming back after the injury. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I don't know how you couldn't agree with that. It was clear to see simply in his confidence, I think. I think his confidence really built throughout the preseason and early in the year, whereas leading into, I think it was that Seahawks game, and I think Brandon Bean talked about it, how dominant he was in that game. And then the injury happens, and I'm not sure what it was or what Bean was alluding to, but it's sometimes tough for a young player to work themselves back into the swing of things, especially when you spent so many weeks and months doing so with your new team, ingratiating yourself into the offense, building that confidence and that rapport with your quarterback, and then you're out for a few weeks, and you really don't know how to reset yourself sometimes, and I think that's what Coleman experienced this year. And he is only 21 years old. He's a young player in this league, and I think what Bean said rang true. I think that he will learn from this, but it certainly was alarming to see that he was on such an upward trajectory before the injury and just wasn't able to recreate that after he came back.
Alex, when you're Brandon Bean and you're looking at your offseason checklist, where do you prioritize extending Josh Allen?
I think, obviously, he's your franchise quarterback, your best player. Anything to do with Josh Allen needs to be at the front of your mind. I don't think he's going to play this season for, what is it, $14 million? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play this upcoming season for $14 million, and you want to get ahead of the quarterback market if you can, like you alluded to with James Cook earlier. You really want to do that with the quarterback market if you can. We see these guys numbers going up and up each and every season. So I think that does need to be at the top of your list. I can also give you some cap relief. The Bills are in a little bit better of a situation than they were last year. I think expected to have somewhere around $25 million in cap space when things are all said and done this offseason. But, yeah, you have to do what you can to kind of get ahead of things there. Also, obviously make your franchise quarterback happy. And just see what you can do to get some salary cap relief.
When you look at this offseason, when you look at the quarterback market specifically, is Sam Darnold going to set the market for Josh Allen?
Oh.
I sure would feel terrible for whichever team is going to receive his services if that is the case. We saw what happened with Kirk Cousins last year. I think Sam Darnold is Kirk Cousins' light. In this situation, I think he was exposed late down the season. You saw what you saw from him in that game, the playoff game. Forgive me, I'm forgetting who they played in that game, but completely shut down. Yeah, the Los Angeles Rams. I would be shocked if Darnold really gets a big contract here. I think he was trending toward that midway through the season, but I think he kind of turned into a pumpkin toward the end of the season.
Alex Brasky, Batavia Daily News, Bills Digest. Alex, any other takeaways from either Bean or McDermott? Because honestly, we were kind of on the air when McDermott, you know, we were still talking at that point. So a lot of things you kind of wade through there in the roughly 2.5 hours between these two guys.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I was looking forward to lunch about 50 minutes into that Brandon Bean press conference. He can certainly go a long time. I think this might have been the longest Sean McDermott end-of-season press conference that we heard from him, at least during my time coming to these end-of-season press conferences. But I think it was just the tone that each of them set and how they're not satisfied, but they wanted to keep their eye on the success that this team and this franchise has found over the past 7 years or so, coming from the 17-year playoff drought, breaking that in the first season. Now two AFC championship games. I think it's 5 straight AFC East titles. So not that I was surprised or taken aback, but just I think that's something that Bills fans struggle to take into account when the season comes to an end, one game away from the Super Bowl or 2 games away from the Super Bowl, whatever it is. That is the ultimate goal, but you have to take into account where this team has come from and where this team continues to trend. And I think there's a lot more positive to take away from this season than negative. And just the last thing that I have to say about really the end of season stuff, the Sean McDermott firing discussion needs to come to an end once and for all. I don't think that it will, but it's just ridiculous at this point to hear Josh Allen speak so glowingly about his head coach. And like I said, 2 AFC championship games in the span of 4 seasons. Mighty impressive what this head coach has done. It's not something that you see very often. And he made a comment that there's teams that make it to the AFC championship and are never heard from again.
Right.
Again, and this team has not been one of them. And you have to give Sean McDermott a heck of a lot of credit for that.
Yeah, I think at minimum, if you hear these guys speaking today, it's a reminder that the Bills, as an organization, have been one of the model franchises in the NFL. There are a lot of teams, I would say as many as like 25 teams around the NFL that probably look up to the Bills as a team. They would love to be in that position where they are winning division titles, where they are Super Bowl contenders year in and year out, and eliminating your head coach, cutting off your head, is a great way to kind of reset the standard and bring it back down to zero. So I don't understand it other than to think that there are people out there who are only happy when they're miserable.
All right, how quickly we become spoiled in life, right?
Correct.
Dan Campbell was talking about it earlier. We were eating out of the trash, and then we started eating grade one steak, and we quickly forget how not long ago we were eating out of the trash. So I think Bills fans might need to maybe take a taste of trash during this offseason just for a reminder where you came from and where you've come along the way under Sean McDermott's leadership.
Alex Brasky back from Arrowhead. Alex, what was it like driving back and forth to Kansas City?
Yeah, that's the longest trip I've ever made in a car.
How many hours?
30. When you count both ways, 15 either way. I think I spent more time in the car with stops and everything, a couple Waffle House stops along the way.
Very good.
I've become accustomed to driving to these games. I've been doing so over the past 3 years or so. Some stats from this year, I think I drove over 6,000 miles. Bunch of Waffle House stops, few rounds of golf. Got in a bunch of arguments with truck drivers along the way. Ran out of gas a couple times. Jeez. Blew a tire, cracked windshield. All in a year's work covering the Buffalo Bills as a reporter who drives to these games rather than flies.
Well, Alex, it was a great season. It was a lot of fun. Your work is has not gone unnoticed by your friends here in the sports bar. We look forward to your season-ending issue there of Bills Digest, which I imagine is coming soon, and your continued work there at the Batavia Daily News as well, bud.
Yes, thank you, and thank you for having me, and thank you, Gene, for picking me up on the failed joke that I tried to make. Sometimes I'm not at my best. It's been a long year.
We're moving on, man. We forgot. We have a short memory here in the sports bar. We don't even know what you're talking about.
Who said this, Alex? Like, either part of you was growing or part of you was dying. So did you grow or die today here in the sports bar? And who said that?
I think we're all dying slowly.
Thank you, Alex.
Alex Brasky, Bills Digest, Batavia Daily News.
Bobby Babbage's quote.
Oh, that was Bobby Babbage.
Bobby Babbage from training camp. Either your practice, you're going to grow, or you're going to die. And if you're dying, that's fine, because it's an opportunity for growth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. That's some football talk right there.
15 hours to 15 hours back, 30 hours total.
You can't say anything because you do that to Florida.
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying he's soft. That's what I'm saying.
What?
I'm saying pick up your game, Alex. 15 hours, that's it?
What is it to Florida? I don't even know.
We do it in like, it depends how often you stop. Generally for us, when we do the Gulf Coast, it's like 20, 21 hours.
You're crazy. I'd spend the money. Fly.
I am flying this year.
You are, but you're driving to Cleveland and flying.
Well, that just makes sense. I mean, if you can get an airfare reduction, but like if I could pay a quarter of what I would pay flying out of Rochester, I think anybody would do that. Like, it's insane.
Everybody's
off. Let's jack up the rates. Okay, well, in Ohio, they're not off for President's Week. There is no spring break. Okay, let's go there, fly out of Cleveland. It's not that bad of a drive. I hope the weather holds up. I have no problem schlepping to Cleveland to save a buck. And if it's not the whole family driving down there, Gino, you know, I'm not going to do that 21-hour drive. If I don't have my co-pilot and Sandy, there's no way I'm doing that 21-hour
drive. No, you can't do it straight.
That's right. But, Alex, step your game up. If you're only doing 15 hours to Kansas City, I think we could stretch it a little bit. Let's get you to Denver next year. Let's get you – where else can we send Brasky?
Do they play in Denver?
No, I don't know if they play in Denver next year or not. I'm just saying what other teams are over there. Let's send them to – you know, are they in Houston? Are they in Dallas? Where are they? They're going to play in Houston? Well, let's go. Road trip, Alex.
You know what's crazy? Like, we haven't even tackled this. Been so such in the moment. All right, here are the games away. Three divisional, Pittsburgh.
Easy drive.
Atlanta.
He can make that drive.
Carolina. I've done that drive.
Do that drive.
Cleveland. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Houston.
Do that drive. Alex, if you're still listening, this is your challenge, buddy. No excuses. I hope your car has, you know, good mileage, good fuel efficiency.
For the record, the teams outside of the division that are coming to Buffalo: Baltimore, Cincinnati, New Orleans, Tampa, and the two Super Bowl teams, Kansas City and Philly.
Both of them are coming to Orchard Park.
Yeah. Now, I think the Bills will be in the mix to take one of these games overseas. I don't know that for sure, but wouldn't that be fun that they would have 9 potential home games next season?
How many?
9
times.
Happy hour next in the sports bar. Let's revisit Sean McDermott. If you missed Sean McDermott's press conference, we've got the first almost half hour of his press conference that we can replay for you here, and you can hear the end of season press conference from the Buffalo Bills head coach. Right now, let's also give away a free pair of tickets to see comedian Jim Jefferies at Kodak Center on May 10th. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get them at Ticketmaster.com, or you can win them for free if you're caller 5 at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326. To win a free pair of tickets to see comedian Jim Jefferies at Kodak Center on May 10th from The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
The March to Spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.